الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. يسر الإخوة في دار الحديث أن يقدم لكم هذا الشريط اسمه صفة العلو لله سبحانه وتعالى لشيخنا الفاضل رحمه الله تعالى شيخ ناصر الدين الألباني وهو أبو عبد الرحمن ناصر الدين الألباني ابن نوح النجاتي ابن آدم الساعاتي رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. It pleases the brother Dar Hadith to be able to present to you the translation of our Sheikh ناصر الدين الألباني, and he is أبو عبد الرحمن ناصر الدين الألباني ابن نوح النجاتي ابن آدم الساعاتي, with the subject being the description regarding the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being over his throne. And with that, we will leave it to the speech of the Shaykh. Wa jazakum Allahu khaira.
Wa anna sifat al-kamal minha ma huwa ma'lumun bimujarrad al-aql wal-fitra al-salima wa hada qaleel mithil كون الله عز وجل فوق المخلوقات كلها, فهذا يعرف بمجرد العلم بأن الله عز وجل يليق به كل صفات الكمال. فأن يكون الله عز وجل فوق المخلوقات ولا عكس فهو مما يعرف ببديهة العقل. ومع ذلك فقد جاءت النصوص الكثيرة في الكتاب والسنة تصرح تصريحا ليس بعده تصريح بأن الله عز وجل فوق المخلوقات كلها, وبعض هذه النصوص تبين بأنه فوق العرش بصورة خاصة. فآية الرحمن على العرش استوى التي تكررت في عديد من الآيات الكريمة أشهر من أن تذكر. فالعرش خلق من خلق الله عز وجل, بل هو أعظم مخلوقات الله تبارك وتعالى. فتنصيص رب العالمين على أنه فوق العرش العظيم هو من العقائد التي يجب على المسلم أن يتبناها, ولا يجوز له أن ينحرف عن دلالتها الظاهرة إلى المعاني المخترعة المبتدعة والتي يذهب إليها كثير من علماء الكلام المعروفين بانحرافهم عما كان عليه السلف الصالح من الإيمان بآيات الصفات كلها وأحاديث الصفات كلها دون أي تحريف أو تأويل.
بسم الله. وكا وإمام the revival of the Sunnah Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani, he says concerning this tape, and it seems like it was some of it was cut off, so we're just translating from where it began. He says, and the complete descriptions from it is what's known by the senses, the intellect, and the natural disposition, and that's not plentiful. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above the creations, all of them. This is just with knowledge that all the complete descriptions are suitable for him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over the creations and not the opposite, and that is what's known by, for lack of better words, spontaneous thinking, along with the evidences in abundance, clearly saying from the Kitab and the Sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the creations, all of them. And some of these evidences shows that he's above the throne. So the ayat, Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-Arshi istawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, which is repeatedly mentioned to the point where it is so famous that there is no need to mention them. So, the throne is the greatest creation from the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it's the greatest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the quotation of the Lord of the worlds, that he is above the great throne, is from the beliefs or the belief that's a must for the Muslim to believe in it, and it is not permissible for the Muslim to deviate away from the apparent meaning to that which is innovated or goes against the Sunnah, that which the scholars of speech, ulama of kalam, they lean towards this, who are known to have deviated from that which the righteous predecessors were upon, of the belief in the ayat and the sifat, the descriptions of all of them, and the hadith of sifat, all of them, without any tahrif, any distortion, or ta'wil, any interpretation.
وقد تواتر أو على الأقل اشتهر عن الإمام مالك رحمه الله أنه جاءه رجل فقال يا مالك الرحمن على العرش استوى كيف استوى فكان جوابه رحمه الله قال الاستواء معلوم يعني لغة وهو العلو الاستواء لغة معناه العلو هكذا يعني الإمام مالك بقوله الاستواء معلوم والكيف مجهول والسؤال عنه بدعة والكيف مجهول والسؤال عنه بدعة والسؤال عنه أي عن الكيف بدعة. الإمام مالك رحمه الله يقرر في جوابه هذا للسائل العقيدة السلفية الجامعة لكل صفات الله عز وجل، فهي تثبت كما جاءت وبالمعنى الثابت لغة، ولكن لا يجوز البحث في تكييفها وفي تمثيلها وتشبيهها، لأن الله عز وجل يقول في القرآن الكريم ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير، ففي الآية نفي وهو تنزيه ليس كمثله شيء، وفي الآية إثبات لصفتين من صفات الله عز وجل وهو أنه سميع بصير، فسمعه لا يشبه الأسماع وبصره لا يشبه الأبصار ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. كذلك بهذه الآية حين قال تعالى ليس كمثله شيء ننفي عنه مشابهته للحوادث ومشابهة الحوادث له.
بسم الله. Here the Sheikh is saying that it has become istawatarat, meaning that there's a jama'ah that narrates on another jama'ah to the point where it's impossible that they both, that all of them agreed upon a lie. He goes on to say, or at the least, it has become mashhur. And if he means linguistically, it means that it's famous, that it is famous upon the tongues of the people. Or if he means hadith-wise, then it is narrated on all levels by no less than three narrators. He says, on Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that a man came to him and said to him, O Imam Malik, ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. He said, the ayat, ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raised above his throne, He said, how is he raised? And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, his answer was that the raising is known. Al-istiwa ma'loom, lughatan, that the raising is known linguistically. He said, wal-kayf majhool. He said, and the how is unknown. He said, wal-su'al anhu bid'ah. And the questioning of it, regarding the how, is a bid'ah. So Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala confirmed in his answer to the questioner the complete aqidah of as-salafiyya for every sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and established the way it came. And with this establishment, meaning linguistically, but it is not permissible looking into its how, its kayf. Example of it or likeness of it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Noble Quran, in his Noble Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. He said that there's nothing unlike to him, and he's all hearing and all seeing. So in the ayah is negation, it is tanzih. And this tanzih, as we said, is the elimination of anthropomorphic elements from the conception of deity. There's nothing like unto him, and the ayat, and in the ayat there's affirmation of two descriptions of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is that he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. And his hearing does not resemble the hearing of others or the hearing of human beings, and his seeing does not resemble the hearing, the seeing of others or the seeing of the human beings. With this ayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, there's nothing like unto him, it is basically saying that he is مَنْفِيٌ عَنْهُ مُشَابَهَةُ لِلْحَوَادِثِ, that he negates his likeness of that which happens, and وَمَشَابَهَةُ لِلْحَوَادِثِ لَهُ, and the likeness of the happenings to him.
ولكن ذلك لا يعني أن ننفي عنه الصفات التي أثبتها تبارك وتعالى لنفسه. ومن هنا جاء الانحراف الذين انحرفوا عن طريقة السلف الصالح, وهو من عدم جمعهم بين التنزيه و تثبيت للصفات, لأن الآية نفت وأثبتت, نفت شيئا وأثبتت شيئا, فلا يكون الإيمان بالله عز وجل إلا بالإيمان بهذين الأمرين اللذين ذكرهم الله في هذه الآية, تنزيه وإثبات. تنزيه الله عز وجل عن مشابهته للحوادث, وإثبات الصفات لله عز وجل التي أثبتها الله عز وجل لنفسه. فصفات الله كثيرة وهي مبثوثة في نصوص الكتاب والسنة, وفي بعضها اتفاق وفي كثير منها اختلاف, ويهمنا الآن البحث بصورة خاصة في صفة من هذه الصفات التي اختلف فيها المسلمون منذ أن وجدت المعتزلة, وتأثر من تأثر بهم ممن ينتمي إلى مذهب أهل السنة كالأشاعرة بصورة خاصة. فالمعتزلة أنكروا كثيرا من الصفات الثابتة في الكتاب والسنة. يهمنا البحث الآن في صفة العلو لله العلي الغفار. فقد ذهبت المعتزلة وتبعتهم الأشاعرة, ثم لحقهم في ذلك جميع المسلمين الذين هم اليوم على وجه الأرض إلا قليلا منهم وهم أهل الحديث. المعتزلة ولا أشاعرة وأكثر المسلمين اليوم ينكرون أن يكون الله تبارك وتعالى فوق مخلوقاته كلها، بل يصرحون بأن الله عز وجل في كل مكان، وأن الله تبارك وتعالى موجود في كل الوجود. أما الآيات الكثيرة والأحاديث الأكثر التي تثبت لله صفة علوه على خلقه فهم يتأولونها بتأويل يعطلون معانيها، أي هذه التأويل تؤدي بهم إلى إنكار حقائق هذه المعاني التي تضمنتها النصوص المشار إليها من الكتاب والسنة. فمثلا من هذه النصوص الصريحة في إثبات العلو لله عز وجل الآية السابقة، الرحمن على العرش استوى، فهم يؤولون هذه الآية فيعطلون معنى العلو فيها بقولهم الرحمن على العرش استوى أي استولى.
الشيخ says رحمه الله تعالى, but that does not mean that it negates the sifat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for himself. From here the distortion of those who deviated from the way of the righteous predecessors, that's for the lack of them combining between tanzih and isbat. We said tanzih was elimination of anthropomorphic elements from the conception of deity, and isbat here is affirmation of his sifat, his description. Because the ayah negated and affirmed, and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not except with these two affairs, which Allah mentions in the ayah. He mentions tanzih and isbat. Tanzih, as we said before, the elimination of anthropomorphic elements from the conception of deity, and we're just going to use tanzih from here on, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the likeness of the hawadith, those things that are happening, and establishing the sifat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which he established for himself. And the sifat of Allah And the sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are plentiful. It is in the kitab and sunnah, in the book, in the Qur'an, and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some of it, it's agreed upon. And in a lot of it, there's ikhtilaf. And it is important to us, the research regarding a sifat from the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the Muslims differ in it from the time the Mu'tazila have been present. And those who lean towards the madhab of Ahlus Sunnah in general, of those who were affected by them, like especially the Asha'ira. So the Mu'tazila denied a lot of the sifat which are established in the Kitab and the Sunnah. What is important to us is the research in the sifat of the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the Most Forgiven. Verily the Mu'tazila and the Asha'ira followed them. Then, after that, all of the Muslims joined them, those who are on the face of the earth, except a little of them, and they are Ahlus Sunnah. He says here the Mu'tazila and the Asha'ira, most of the Muslims deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most great, the high, is above his creations, all of them. Rather, they explicitly state that Allah, or they explicitly state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in every place. And Allah is present in everything. As for the ayat, that's plentiful, and the hadith, that's more plentiful than that, which establishes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the sifat of his highness over his creation. They interpret it with interpretations, disable the meanings. These interpretations lead them to deny the reality of these meanings. For example, from these evidences that's explicit in the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat that we said before, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, raised high. They interpret this ayat and they disable the meaning of the ulu, the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their saying, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa. They say it means istawla, which means that he conquered the throne.
هكذا يفسرون الآية الرحمن على العرش استوى يعني استولى من الاستيلاء ويحتجون على ما ذهبوا إليه من التأويل المذكور بشعر معروف وهو استوى بشر على العراق بغير سيف ودم مهراق استوى بشر على العراق بمعنى استولى هكذا يفسرون الآية الكريمة الرحمن على العرش استوى معناه عندهم استولى وهم حينما يفسرون هذا التفسير لا يتنبهون مع الأسف الشديد إلى أنهم صح فيهم المثل العام كان تحت المطر صار تحت المزراب لأنهم بزعمهم نزه الله من أن يكون فوق المخلوقات بزعمهم أن هذا لا يليق بالله عز وجل لأننا إذا قلنا إنه فوق المخلوقات حصرناه في مكان هذه شبهتهم وسنأتي على إطالها قريبا إن شاء الله ففرارا من هذا الزعم الذي زعموه أنه يلزم من وصف الله بأنه فوق المخلوقات تحيز في مكان فروا بزعمهم من هذا ووقعوا فيما هو شر منه وذلك حينما فسروا استوى بمعنى استولى فإن معناه أن الله عز وجل قبل ذلك لم يكن مستوليا لأنه في بعض آيات المتعلقة باستواء الرب على عرشه قال تعالى ثم استوى على العرش خلق سبع سماوات ثم استوى على العرش وكلنا يعلم أن ثم تفيد التراخي فبعد أن خلق السماوات الأرض استولى على العرش ومعناه أنه قبل ذلك لم يكن مستوليا ولازم هذا أنه كان عاجزا عن الاستيلاء
بسم الله أعزائي الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى continues to explain the deviation of those people who have gone astray regarding the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above, high, raised high above his throne. He goes on and he says, and they use this evidence and what they lean towards by the interpretation which was mentioned before with a poem that's well known. They say, قَدْ إِسْتَوَى بِشْرٌ عَلَى الْإِرَاقِ بِغَيْرِ سَيْفٍ وَدَمٍ مِهْرَاقِ. And basically the meaning of this is the way they explain the ayah. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conquered the throne, and that he did this conquering without any blood being shed. This is a rough translation of the meaning of that poem which they used. But anyway, the meaning of it is shirk. And he goes on to say, and when they explain this ayat, they are not realizing that there is a saying of the general people that says, كَانَ تَحْتَ الْمَطَرِ وَصَارَ تَحْتَ مِسْرَاعِ. The basic meaning of this is that he was below, or it was below, or underneath the rain, and then it became, after that, it was under the field, or something of this meaning in regards to that saying of the general people. And he says, because they were with their beliefs, they have declared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being free, that he is free from being above the creations, with their thinking that this is not suitable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we say he is above the throne, then we have contained him in a place. This is what they're saying. This is their doubt, and we will, this is from their doubts, and we will deal with it soon, inshallah ta'ala. So, as an escape from this belief in which they are believing, that it is a must, that it is a must from the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is above his throne, then this is actually isolating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place with their understanding. They ran away from this and fell into that which is more evil than it. That is when they explain the raising as meaning conquered. The meaning of this is, meaning, if they're saying that is, it's meaning that he conquered the throne, then the meaning of this is, before that, he was not able to conquer. He was not conquering. Because in some of the ayats connected with the raising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his creations or over his throne, he says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلِ الْأَرْشِ, and then he raised above the throne. And he went back to bring another ayat, or a completion to that ayat itself, خَلَقَ السَّبَعَ سَمَاوَاتِ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلِ الْأَرْشِ, that he created the seven heavens, and then he raised above the throne. And all of us know that this thumma is meaning afterwards. So after he created the heaven earth, he captured, this is in what they're saying, he captured or conquered the throne. So the meaning of that is, before that he was not capturing or not conquering, that this makes it a must that he was not able to conquer, or that he was not able to capture.
شأن الخالق الأكبر سبحانه وتعالى كشأن بشر الذي ضربوا به المثل فقالوا في الشعر سوى بشر على العراق, هذا بلا شك معناه لم يكن قبل ذلك مستويا. ولماذا؟ لأنه لم يكن قادرا على الاستيلاء, ولذلك قال سوى بشر على العراق بغير سيف ودم مهراق. فكلمة استوى بمعنى استولى فيه تعجيز لرب العالمين لم يتنبهوا له, لأن ثم استوى أي ثم استولى, وقبل ذلك ماذا كان؟ كان غير المستول. مع أن المسلم بمجرد أن يستحضر عظمة الله تبارك وتعالى وأنه قادر على كل شيء, مجرد استحضاره لهذا المعنى يعلم أنه ما يخلق شيئا إلا وهو مسيطر عليه, لا تنفك سيطرته عنه لحظة مهما دقت وصغرت. فإذا هم بزعمهم في سبيل تنزيه الله عن المعنى الخاطئ الذي خاض في نفوسهم, وقعوا في تنقيص الله عز وجل وفي نسبتهم له إلى العجز والتقصير لأنه لم يكن مستوليا على العرش ولو لحظة من الزمن ثم استولى على العرش، وهذا ضلال لا يحتاج إلى كبير شرح.
والشيخ رحمه الله تعالى goes on to say this is an affair which opposes the great subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the affair of human beings, that which they say in this poem. Istawa bishrun ala al-Iraqi. He said without any doubt he was not mustawiyan before that. He was not raised above the throne before that. And why? Because he did not have the power or ability of istila. He didn't have the power or ability of conquering or capturing. Because of that, he said, Istawa bishun ala al-Iraqi. So the word istawa, with the meaning of istawla, in it is disabling of the Lord of the worlds. And that which they were not aware of it. Because thumma istawa, and then he raised meaning to them, and ثم استولى, and then he conquered. And before that, what was he? He was not conquering. For it's enough for the Muslim just to think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he has power over everything. With just the summoning of this meaning, he knows that he does not create anything except that he has power over it. His power over it is not disconnected from it even for a short moment. Therefore, with their beliefs in the way of eliminating anthropomorphic elements regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the dangerous meaning which is established within themselves, that which is a decretion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in their respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's also shortening and debilitating concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is not over the throne raised, even if it's just for a moment out of time. Then he captured or conquered the throne. And this is evidence which does not need a very long, lengthy explanation for anyone to understand that this is clear deviation.
ما الذي أوصلهم إلى مثل هذا التأويل؟ زعموا لأنهم أرادوا خلاص من جعل الله عز وجل في مكان، وبظنهم أن المسلم إذا آمن بقوله تعالى ثم استوى على العرش أي استعلى، بظنهم أن معنى هذه الآية أن الله عز وجل في مكان، وهذا ظن خاطئ ورأي عاطل لا ينبغي أن يتورط أو أن يغتر به المسلم، لأن الله تبارك وتعالى ليس في مكان، لا قبل المخلوقات ولا بعد المخلوقات، كان الله ولا شيء معه. الله تبارك وتعالى غني عن مخلوقاته، فإنه تبارك وتعالى من أوصافه وهو الغني عن العالمين، كما قال ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. فكان الله كما نعلم جميعا ولا شيء معه ولا خلق معه، ثم خلق المخلوقات كلها، فقبل أن يخلق المخلوقات لم يكن في مكان قطع، لأن المكان وجد بوجود الخلق، أما قبل وجود الخلق فلم يكن هناك مكان. فإذا كان الله ولا خلق معه أي ولا مكان معه أيضا. فلما خلق الله تبارك وتعالى المخلوقات وجد المكان، فهل حل في هذا المكان؟ حاشا لربنا أن يكون فقيرا محتاجا إلى شيء من خلقه، فهو عز وجل من هذه الحيثية ليس في مكان وليس بحاجة إلى مكان، فهو الآن كما عليه كان.
The Sheikh goes on to say, what is it that caused them to have this interpretation? They believe that because they want to do away with fixing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place, and with their belief that a Muslim, if he believes in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, that afterwards he raised above the throne, then you have fixed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place. And this is a dangerous understanding and an impairing opinion. There's no need for a Muslim to be involved or to be impressed with it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in a place, not before the creations and not after the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was when there was nothing with him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is of no need of his creations, because verily from his description, he's of no need of the creation. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as it's translated, making pilgrimage to the house is a duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over the people who has the ability, and whoever disbelieves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's of no need of his creations. So our Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he uses this ayah to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from his creations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, like we all know, and there was nothing with him. And there was no creation with him. Then he created the creations, all of them, or all of it. And before he created the creations, he was not in a place, of course, because the place is present in the existence of the creation. As for before the existence of the creation, there was no place. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, and there was no creation with him, meaning there was no place with him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creations, the place was in existence. So did he unite in that place? He says, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, that Allah forbids that, that our Lord of all the heavens and earth, that he would have a need of anything from his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this point, he is not in a place, and he has no need of a place, and he is now the way he was before the place and before time.
قبل وجود المكان. قبل وجود المكان لم يكن في مكان، فهو كذلك بعد وجود المكان ليس في مكان. هذه حقيقة بدهية. وهؤلاء الذين يفسرون الآية السابقة استوى بمعنى استولى، هم يريدون الفرار من إثبات المكان لله، وليس هذا طريق هذا الفرار، كما قيل أوردها سعد، وسعد مشتمل ما هكذا يا سعد، تورد الإبل. على المسلم أن يثبت أن الله عز وجل لم يكن في مكان، وهو كذلك بعد أن خلق المكان ليس في مكان. فاعتقاد المسلم أن الله فوق المخلوقات لا يعني أنه في مكان، لأن المخلوقات محدودة المدى، فكل شيء محدود من المخلوقات. فإذا كانت المخلوقات محدودة، فما وراء المخلوقات عدم، ليس هناك مكان. فإذا كنا نقول كان الله ولا شيء ولا مكان، فإذا هو لم يكن في مكان، فهو كذلك أيضا ما دام أنه وراء المخلوقات فهو ليس في المكان. إذا المشكلة التي اضطرتهم
إلى تأويل عشرات النصوص من كتاب السنة هو وهم وخيال، لأنهم يتوهمون أن إثبات الفوقية لله معنى ذلك جعله في مكان، والفوقية التي هي صفة لله عز وجل لا علاقة بالله الأزلي القديم، وليس لا علاقة بالحادث المخلوق الذي وجد بعد أن لم يكن.
الشيخ continues to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was before the existence of al-makan, the place or a place, the way he is after the existence of time and place. He is not in a place. This reality is a self-evident truth. And those who explain the past ayah, istawa, with the meaning of istawla, they explain the raising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as him capturing the throne. The raising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the throne, they explain as him capturing the throne. They want to escape from affirmation of the place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not the way they are to do the escaping from that. It is upon the Muslim to affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not in a place, and he is also after creating the place, he is not in a place. And the belief of the Muslim to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the throne does not mean that he is, it does not mean that he is in a place, because the creation is a limited thing. So everything that is limited from the creations, and if creation is limited, then what is behind the creations is nothing. There's no place there. So if we were to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with no place and there was nothing, therefore he is not in a place. Therefore, the problem with this involves interpreting the tons of evidences of the Kitab wa Sunnah, of the book of the Quran and of the Sunnah. It is imagination and fancy thinking, because they imagine the affirmation of the fawqiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is above, is meaning that they are putting him in a place. And the fawqiyah, which is a description of Allah Ta'ala, that the above, this describing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala being above is a description of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
هذا المخلوق محدود، ففي حدوده المكان والزمان، أما ما وراء هذا المخلوق فلا مكان ولا زمان، فأي شيء وراء هذا المخلوق ليس إلا الله تبارك وتعالى. ومن هنا يقول السلف رضي الله عنهم كالإمام أحمد وعبد الله المبارك وغيرهم، أن الذين ينفون صفة العلو عن الله تبارك وتعالى وأن الله ليس فوق مخلوقاته، إنما يريدون إنكار وجود الله عز وجل، ولكن بطريقة ملتوية ليست صريحة في الإنكار. فهم بدل أن يقولوا لا إله مطلقا يقولون مثلا الله لا فوق ولا تحت ولا يمين ولا يسار ولا أمام ولا خلف، لا داخل العالم ولا خارجه، فأين الله إذن؟ لو قيل لأفصح العربي بيانا صف لنا المعدوم، لم يستطع أن يصف المعدوم بأكثر مما يصف هؤلاء نفاة العلو. لا يستطيع هذا الفصيح أن يصف المعدوم بأكثر مما يصف هؤلاء الذين ينكرون صفة الله عز وجل.
And Allah does not have any connection with the created happenings, that which is present after not being in existence before. The creations is limited. There's no place. The creations is limited, sorry. And it is not, and in its limits is place and time. As for what's behind this creation, there is no place and no time. And what is behind this creation, there is nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here, the Salaf says, رَبِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, may Allah be pleased with them, like Imam Ahmad and Ibn Abdullah ibn Mubarak, and other than them, that those who negate the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Highness, that Allah is not above His creation, verily they wanted to negate the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they do not say this explicitly, in the, saying it in denial. Rather, they do not just say there is no deity at all. For example, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above. He's not below. He's not on the right. He's not on the left. He's not in front. He's not behind. He's not inside the world. He's not outside of it. So, where's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then? If it is said to the most eloquent Arabic speaker, describe for us that which is not in existence, he would not be able to describe that which is not in existence with more than what those who deny the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal, they say, when they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above, like we said, they say He's not below, they say He's not on the right, they also say He's not on the left, He's not in front, He's not behind, He's not inside of the world, and He's not outside of it. Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, therefore, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
بعض الملوك العقلاء جمع في زمانه أو بالتعبير الأدق بعض النواب نائب أحد الملوك هنا في دمشق جمع شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية مع أمثال هؤلاء العلماء النفاس في صفة العلوم جمعهم في مجالس عديدة وجرى نقاش بين ابن تيمية رحمه الله وبين هؤلاء النفاس وسمع من ابن تيمية حججه وكلامه وسمع من الآخرين فقال ذلك نائب الملك في آخر الحديث قال هؤلاء قوم ضيعوا ربهم هذا رجل ما هو عالم لكنه عاقل لما سمع حجج ابن تيمية في إثبات الله عز وجل وجودا وصفة ومن صفاته أنه هو القاهر على عباده وسمع حجج النفاس في هذه الصفة أن الله لا يوصف بأنه فوق لا تحت ولا يمين ولا أمام ولا خلف ولا لا داخل العالم ولا خارجه وبعضهم يزيد على ذلك فيقول لا متصلا به ولا منفصلا عنه تأكيد للتعطيل لما سمع هذا النائب أو الوالي بالتعبير العصري اليوم قال هؤلاء قوم ضيعوا ربهم هذه كلمة حق لأن الذي لا يعرف ربه فوق المخلوقات كلها معناه أنه لم يعرف ربه لأنه إن لم يكن لا داخل العالم ولا خارجه فليس الكون إلا شيء يا هذا العالم المخلوق يا شيء خارج العالم المخلوق وليس هو إلا الله تبارك وتعالى فإذا عرفنا هذه الحقيقة عرفنا بالتالي يقينا أن لا ضرورة لتأويل الآية الرحمن عرش استوى فلا نقول صواب ما نستعلم، لا نقول هكذا. وإذا قلنا استوى بمعنى استعلى ليس معنى ذلك أننا جعلنا لله مكانا، لأن المكان في الخلق والله وراء الخلق وفوق الخلق.
He goes on to explain to us a gathering in which happened between some of the representatives of a king in Damascus during the time of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Between them and him, they all gathered and they had various sittings discussing, and a discussion happened between Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and between those negators. He heard the representative heard from Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. They heard his proofs and he heard from the others. So that representative said, the representative of the king, we're meaning here. And at the end of the talk, he said, those people have lost their lord. This man is not an alim, the sheikh says, but he's a thinking person. When he heard the proofs of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in affirmation of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, existence-wise, and descriptions, and from his description that he is all-powerful over his worshippers, and he heard the proofs of those negators of this description, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not described as being above, not below, not right, not left, not in front, not behind, not inside of the world, and not outside of it. And some of them increase this saying, they add something to the saying, on that they say, nothing is connected with him, and nothing is disconnected from him. They hear they're emphasizing the disability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this naib, when this representative heard this, he said, those people, they have lost their Lord. This is a true word, because the one who does not know his Lord is above the seven heavens. The mean is that he does not know his Lord, because he is not inside of the world, and he's not outside of it. The existence not except a thing. He said, this created world, or a thing outside of the created world, and it is not except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning outside of the created world. So, if we know the reality, we know the following with certainty, that there is no need for interpretation of the ayah, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arshi istawa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raised high above his throne. We do not say istawa with the meaning istawla. And if we said istawa with the meaning of istawla, it does not mean we made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place.
لأن المكان في الخلق والله وراء الخلق وفوق الخلق.
Because the place is in the creation, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is above the creation and also behind the creation.
لذلك نجد الأحاديث قبل عن الآيات الكثيرة تؤكد هذه الصفة الإلهية.
Because of that, we find a lot of hadith, much less the plentiful ayat, emphasizing the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above his creation.
ونجد أن إنكار الفوقية هي طبيعة الملاحدة قديما وحديثا.
And we find that the denial of the fawqiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above, it is the normality of the malahida, those atheist people of the past and the present.
فمعوا مثلا إلى قول فرعون حين قال لوزيره هامان ابن لي الصرح لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا.
And Fir'aun, he said, Oh Hammam, build me a tower that I may arrive at the ways of the heavens, and I may look up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up to the ilah of Musa, the Lord of Musa, but verily I think him to be a liar.
يكذب موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ويريد أن يكذبه ببرهانات يخيل به على أتباعه الذين ألهوه من دون الله تعالى.
And he makes Musa عليه السلام a liar, and he wants to make him a liar with materialistic proofs, stipulating it on his followers, those who made him a deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لأن يبني قصرا شامخا رفيعا ممتدا هكذا في السماء.
In order to build a lofty castle, sublime, extended in the sky.
ماذا يعني بهذا البناء الشاهق الرفيع؟ قال لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى.
So what does he mean with this building of the lofty castle, sublime? He said that I may arrive at the ways of the heavens, and I may look up to the Lord of Musa.
الذي يقول ماذا يقول موسى إنه الله فوق وإني لا أظنه كاذبا سأبني هذا البنيان الشامخ الرفيع ثم لا أجد الإله الذي يدعوكم موسى إلى عبادته من دوني فرعون يقول هكذا.
And what does Fir'aun, what does Musa عليه السلام say? He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. Fir'aun, he says, I'm going to build the lofty and sublime building, then I will not find the deity which Musa alayhi salam is calling you all to worship him other than me. This is what Fir'aun is saying.
إذن هذه الآية فيها إثبات حقيقة وهي التوحيد ووجود الله عز وجل وإثبات من كان ينكر هذه الحقيقة.
Therefore, this ayah in it is affirmation. Actually, it is tawheed and the affirmation of tawheed and the affirmation of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with the affirmation of the one who denies this reality.
هذه الآية فيها إثبات أن الأنبياء والرسل وفي مقدمة موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يثبت لله صفة الفوقية وصفة العلو والاستعلاء على عرشه وأنه دعا موسى فرعون وجنده إلى أن يؤمنوا بهذا الإله الموصوف بصفة الفوقية فكذبه موسى بقوله وإني لأظنه كاذبا.
This eye in it is affirmation that the prophets and the messengers and in the forefront Musa alayhi salam used to affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the description of Fulqiyya, the description of Allah being above, and the description of His highness and His rising above His throne. Musa alayhi salam called Fir'aun and his troops to that. That they believe in this deity that's described with the descriptions of Fawqiyya being above. And he made him out to be a liar. He made Musa alayhi salam to be a liar with his saying, he said, really, I think he's a liar.
وفي الآية إثبات أن الذي ينكر هذه الصفة صفة الفوقية فإنما هو ملحد ففرعون تماما.
And in this ayat is affirmation for the one that denies, to the one that denies this description of Fawqiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above his throne, that whoever denies this, that he is a mulhid, he is a heretic, he is an atheist, and he's just like Fir'aun, exactly.
الذي أنكرها في رده على موسى وقوله إن لأظنه كاذبا.
And this ayat from the other ayats altogether which affirms this description. And it is a must that we pay attention to this, in which we, to this ayat in which we read, to understand that in it is affirmation of this description, refutation of Fir'aun, who denied it upon Musa with his saying, he said, verily, I think he is a liar.
إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفع فإذا لله صفة العلو ولذلك يرفع العمل الصالح إليه.
He says there is the ayah. The ayah is translated to be to him mount up words of purity, and it is he who exalts. He says therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has description of highness, because of that the deeds are raised to him.
كذلك وهذا من عجائب الأمور قال تعالى تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فالملائكة تعرج هل معنى العروج النزول أم الصعود الصعود تعرج إلى من إلى الله تبارك وتعالى تقدم إليه ما سجلته من أعمال الإنسان في الأرض.
He goes on to say also, this is from the affairs that's strange. He says we have an ayah, والله سبحانه وتعالى says تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة and the angels and the ruh ascend to him in a day that measures thereof is 50,000 years. He says the angels ascend, and the meaning of ascending uruj, is it nuzul, descending, or is it su'ud? He said of course is su'ud, is ascending. He says ascend to who? To Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, presenting to him that which they recorded, the malaika, the angels, from the deeds of the people on the earth.
والأدهش من هذا كله أن المسلمين جميعا يؤمنون بأن الله عرج بنبيه إلى السماوات العلى. إلى من عرج؟ هؤلاء الذين ضيعوا أنفسهم، ضيعوا ربهم فضيعوا أنفسهم، يثبتون حقائق وينكرون حقائق، يثبتون هذه الحقيقة ويحتفلون بها كل سنة أن الله عرج بنبيه إليه. وإلا إذا كان الله ليس له صفة العلو فإلى من عرج الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ إذا كان كما يتوهمون الله موجود في كل مكان، فإذا الرسول هذا العروج لم يكن عروجه إلى الله، لأن الله معنا في كل مكان. وسيأتي البحث على كل حال في قوله تعالى وهو معكم أينما كنتم.
He says, what is astonishing is that all the Muslims, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended with his prophet to the highest heaven. To who did he ascend? Those who lost their souls, lost themselves, lost their Lord. They lost themselves. They affirmed a reality and they deny reality. They affirm this reality and celebrate it every year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended with his prophet to him. He says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a description of highness, then to who did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascend to? If it is the way they are imagining, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present in every place and everywhere, therefore this ascending was not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is in every place, and there will be a research to come inshallah ta'ala concerning Allah's ayah. وهو معكم أينما كنتم and he's with you all wherever you are.
إذن فهذه الحقائق حينما يدخل التأويل تتعطل هذه الحقائق من أذهان الناس وتتبخر ويصير أمرهم أنهم ينكرون ما أثبت الله عز وجل في كتابه وما شرحه نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديثه.
Therefore, in this reality when interpretations enters, it disables the reality in the thinking of the people, and it stays in their minds like that until their affairs lead to them denying that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms in his book and that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in his hadith.
فلنذكر مثلا من أحاديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, وهذا حديث أيضا يلهج به الناس ويروونه بمناسبات كثيرة, كما يذكرون الإسراء والمعراج ثم لا يتنبهون أبدا بأن فيه إثبات صفة الفوقية لله عز وجل. من منا لا يعرف قول الناس اليوم ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء, ارحموا من في الأرض. هنا إذن في أمران متقابلان أو شيء مقابل شيء, فشيء في الأرض وشيء في السماء. ارحموا من في الأرض, من هم من في الأرض؟ مما خلق الله عز وجل. يرحمكم من في السماء, من هو الذي في السماء؟ الله تبارك وتعالى.
We'll mention for instance example of hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith also the people are fond of it, and they say it in a lot of occasions. The way they mention al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the way they mention the taking of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa in what's called right now Jerusalem. And the Mi'raj is the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the high heavens. And they never pay attention to the fact that in it is description of Allah's highness. And who from us do not know the saying of the people today, أَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمَكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have mercy on those in the earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy on you all. Have mercy on those in the earth. Therefore, there's two affairs here that's facing each other. Something that's in the earth and something that's in the heavens. Have mercy on the one in the earth. Who is it on the earth from those who Allah created? The one in the heavens will have mercy on you all. Who is it in the heavens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فينكرون أيضا هذا الذي يلجون به صباح مساء ليلا نهارا, الله في السماء. وليس هذا مما اقتصر به الحديث, ففي القرآن الكريم في سورة تبارك التي يسن قراءتها قبل النوم, أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور, أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. إذا الله في السماء, فكيف يقال الله في كل مكان؟
So they deny that which they lean towards morning and night, night and day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens. And this is not what's abridged in the hadith and in the noble Quran, in the surah Tabarak, that which is from the sunnah to be read before sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Do you feel secure that he who is in the heavens will not cause you to be swallowed up by the earth when it shakes? And he also says, أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَرْسَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاسِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. Oh, do you feel secure that he who is in the heavens will not send against you a violent tornado so that you shall know how was my warning. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens. So how can it be said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in every place?
ماذا استحضرنا هذه الآية وما قبلها من آيات وأحاديث؟ حينئذ يحسن بنا أن نأتي إلى حديث الجارية الذي رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث معاوية بن الحكم السلمي. وإذا أردنا أن نعرف انحراف المسلمين اليوم إلا من شاء الله وقليل ما هم عن السنة، فاذكرنا أن هذا السؤال لا يجوز عند المشايخ. هذا السؤال الذي وجهه الرسول عليه السلام على سبيل الاختبار والامتحان إلى الجارية لا يجوز لمسلم أن يتلفظ به، فضلا عن أن يمتحن به الناس كما قال الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And if we think of this ayah and what's before it of ayat and ahadith, it will cause us to come to the hadith of the slave girl, which is reported by a Muslim in his Sahih from hadith Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami. And if we wanted to know the deviation of most of the Muslims today, except for those who Allah had His mercy on them, and they are not plentiful regarding the Sunnah, we would mention that this question is not permissible with the sheikhs. This question which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam asked on the way of testing the Muslims, on the way he asked this question trying in actuality testing the slave girl. They say it is not permissible for the Muslim to say it, much less testing the Muslims with it, like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did.
وإذا لم يجوز السؤال لم يجوز الجواب عندهم، فكما أنه لا يجوز توجيه السؤال الذي وجهه الرسول عليه السلام إلى الجارية أين الله، كذلك لا يجوز أن يكون الجواب الله في السماء، مع أن الجارية التي أجابت بهذا الجواب شهد الرسول لها بالإيمان. والعجيب أن تعرفوا أن المشايخ إذا قيل لهم كيف لا تجيزون السؤال ولا تصححون الجواب.
So if it is not permissible to ask the question, then it is not permissible the answer, so they think. So like it is not permissible to answer the question, where is Allah, then it is not permissible that Allah is in the heavens, with the fact that the slave girl said the answer, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beared witness for her iman, belief. What's the strange thing? You should all know that if it is said to the sheikhs, if it is said to the sheikhs, why is the question impermissible and why is the answer not correct?
مع أن الرسول سأل وأقر الجواب قال هذا مجارات من الرسول الجارية، أي أن الجارية مثل البدوي، يعني ما هي مثقفة ولا هي متعلمة، ولذلك فهو نزل إلى مستواها كما يقال اليوم وكلمها بالمنطق اللي تفهمه، فهو قال لها أين الله على اعتبار أنه عقل مادي فتفهم الأسئلة المادية وأجاب الجواب مادي. قال
along with the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question and affirmed the answer, he said that this is what the people of Divan say, that the slave girl, she's like a Bedouin and she's not educated, she doesn't have any manners and so forth like that, and does not have any understanding. Because of that, he came down to her level, like that which is said these days. and spoke to her with the speech she understood. So he said to her, "Where's Allah?" On the understanding that the aql, the senses, or the understanding of the senses are materialistic, and she understands materialistic questions, and she gave a materialistic answer.
وتعني هذه تأويلات المشايخ اليوم تعني أن في بالأرض أصنام تعبد من دون الله، فالله غير هذه الأصنام، أما أن الله في السماء لا، الله لا يوصف بأنه في السماء، على الرغم من أن الرسول عليه السلام سأل هذا السؤال وقالت الجارية في السماء، الجواب خطأ. فإذا قيل لهم كيف يقر الرسول عليه السلام الخطأ، هنا دارت حماليق عيونهم كأنهم حيارى لا يبصرون بها، وهذه حقيقة كل إنسان ينحرف عن النور الذي جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، فيصبح يشك في البدائيات في الحقائق.
So she said, in the heavens, this is the ta'wil of the sheikhs, this is the interpretation of the sheikhs of these days. She means that in the earth is statues other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is other than these statues. As for Allah being in the heavens, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described as being in the heavens. Upon the fact, Allah is not described as being in the heavens, what they are saying. Upon the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this question, and the slave girl said, in the heavens, the answer is wrong, as they are saying. So, if it is said to them, how can the Messenger affirm a wrong? Here, this is where their eyes turn as if they are confused, they do not see with them. And this is the reality of all of the people who deviates from the nur, the guidance in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, to the point that they begin to doubt in the evident truth. And the reality from the evident truth is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not affirm wrong and he does not affirm falsehood.
فكيف استطاعوا أن يقولوا أن الرسول أقر هذا الخطأ لأن الجارية جارية غير مثقفة؟ هذا لو سلم تأويلهم، ومع ذلك فتأويلهم الأبطل الباطل، لأن الجارية في الحقيقة أجابت بنص القرآن الكريم. وهذا مما يوصف له أن الجارية راعية الغنم تكون عارفة بما يجوز لله عز وجل من الصفات أكثر من أهل العلم المتخصصين في دراسة التوحيد، لأن الجارية التي قالت الله في السماء تعيد القرآن آمنتم من في السماء، فمن هو الذي في السماء؟ الله.
So how does he give the explanation, details, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed the falsehood because the slave girl is not, he says, because the slave girl is not educated or mannered or something like this, or does not understand. If their ta'wil, their interpretation is accepted, with that, the ta'wil is the most false of falsehood. Because the slave girl in reality answered with the evidence of the noble Qur'an, and this is what's described for him, that the slave girl, the keeper of sheep, answered with that which is permissible of the descriptions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the people of knowledge specialize in the studies of tawheed, because the slave girl said Allah is in the heavens. Says that Allah is in the heavens. The Quran, as we find in the Quran, "Amintum man fi sama," are you secured from the one who is in the heavens? And who is in the heavens? Allah. Therefore, the slave girl answered with the answer derived from the Quran.
وإذا كنا نحن كأشخاص غير مثقفين غير متعلمين وغير دارسين القرآن كما ينبغي فقد تخفى علينا هذه الآية لكن ما بال العلماء والمشايخ الذين يدرسون القرآن ليلا نهارا ويدرسون علم التوحيد ألا يتلون هذه الآية أمنتم من في السماء إلى آخرها نعم يتلون هذه الآية ولكن معول التأويل الذي هو معول هدام لا يزال بأيديهم ولذلك فقد جاءوا إلى هذه الآية أيضا فتأولوها في جملة الآيات التي تأولوها تعرفوا شو قالوا أمنتم من في السماء أي الملائكة.
And if we were like the people who are not educated, not studying the Quran in the way in which it's necessary that it's studied, it's possible that this ayah could be unknown to us. But what about the scholars and the shuyukh, the sheikhs, who studies the Quran night and day and study the knowledge of Tawheed? Do they not recite this ayah? أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ To the end of the ayah, yes, they recite this ayah. But the mi'wal al-ta'wil, mi'wal here is what's called, we call in Jamaica, pickaxe, we call it. He said the pickaxe of ta'wil, of interpretation, ta'wil, that which is the pickaxe of destruction is still in their hands. Because of that they came to this ayah and also interpreted the way they interpreted. How do they interpret this ayah? أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ Are you secure of the one who is in the heavens? They interpret the one in the heavens to be the angels.
الله ما له علاقة في الآية أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يعني الملائكة طيب الله هل من صفات الملائكة تمام الآية أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا هذه الصفات التي صفات رب العالمين أيضا نقلوها عنه إلى بعض خلقه على وهم الملائكة
أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ They have ta'wil of this ayah, they believe, or they say that it means the angels. He says, okay, and Allah, is it from the descriptions of, the angels regarding the ayah completely? He said, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تُمُونَ That are you, so, do you feel secure that he who is in the heavens will not cause you to be swallowed up by the earth when it shakes? And he says the other ayah, أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاسِبًا He says, and do you feel secure that the one who is in the heavens will not send against you a violent tornado? He goes on to say that these sifat, these descriptions, which is the descriptions of the Lord of the world, they transfer it from him to some of the creations. Is it not that they say it's the angels?
الأوام الملائكة. شو سبب هذا التأويل؟ هو نفس سبب تأويل استوى بمعنى استولى. مع أنه تأويل استوى بمعنى استولى أبحش. وأخطر من تأويل أأمنتم من في السماء ليش؟ لأن وصف الملائكة بمثل هذه الصفة يمكن على تأويل أن الله يقدرهم على ذلك أي أأمنتم من في السماء يخسف بكم الأرض يعني أن الله يأمر الملائكة فتخسف الأرض من فيها ممكن أن تعطى هذه الصفة للملائكة، لكن الصفة الأساسية لمن؟ لله عز وجل. لكن تأويل استوى بمعنى استولى عرفتم بأنه باطل من أكثر من جهة واحدة.
And what is the reason for this ta'wil, this interpretation? Is the same reason for the ta'wil interpretation of istawa, meaning istawla, that the raising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his throne, they make it istawla, that he conquered the throne. And the ta'wil of istawa, with the meaning of istawla, it is eviler, it's graver, it's more dangerous than the ta'wil of the ayat, amintum man fis sama'. To the end of the ayat. Why? Because the description of the angels regarding the angels of this ayat, it is possible with the interpretation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed or command them. It is possible that regarding this ayat, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرُضَ, that we say that the interpretation as we already know, or the meaning of the ayat as we already know, is it that the one who is in the heavens, or is it that he will not cause the earth to swallow you up? He said it's possible that we could say that it means the angels, by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels and they cause the earth to swallow you up. By his command, of course, he says the original sifa, the original description is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's saying that the angels is possible here to share in that actual sifa, but it's not like the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, but you all know that the ta'wil of istawa with the meaning of istawla, that is false from many different aspects.
إذن فالمؤمن يجوز أولا اقتداء بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسأل أين الله, ثم يجب عليه أن يكون الجواب جواب الجارية الله في السماء. ليه؟ لأن الآيات والأحاديث متواترة على إثبات صفة العلو لله تبارك وتعالى.
Therefore, it is permissible for the believer following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by asking, "Where is Allah?" Then it is a must upon him that the answer is the answer of the slave girl, that he says, "In the heavens." Why? Because the ayat and the hadith is narrated in abundance on the description regarding the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
هنا في الآية وفي جواب الجارية بيان لا بد منه. أمنتم من في السماء. السماء في اللغة لها عدة معاني. المطر سماء, والسقف سماء, والسحاب سماء, وسبع سماوات بعض سماوات إلى آخره.
He says here in the ayah and the answer of the slave girl, there's some clarification that's needed, which is a must, that the word as-sama means in the language has many different meanings. He said as-sama can mean rain, it can mean the seven heavens, it can mean the clouds, and so forth like that. So he's saying, well, which of these meaning is this actually meaning?
يا إخوة الإسلام, أتمت الكلام في شريط الثاني بإذن الله تعالى. Brothers and sisters, the continuation of this tape is on the tape number 2 بإذن الله تعالى.